then the sons of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord after Ahab died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor, and the commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. The sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, for he had 900 iron chariots, and he oppressed the sons of Israel severely for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time. She used to sit under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the sons of Israel went up to her for judgment. Now she sent word and summoned Barak, the son of Abinoam from Kedesh Naphtali, and said to him, the Lord, the God of Israel, we'll be right back.
routed Caesar up and all his chariots and all his army with the edge of the sword before Barak. And Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. But Barak pursued the chariots and the army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim, and all the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword. Not even one was left. Now Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, because there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my master, turn aside to me, do not be afraid." So he turned aside to her into the tent, and she covered him with a rug. And he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, I am thirsty." So she opened a leather bottle of milk and gave him a drink. Then she covered him. And he said to her, "Stand in the doorway of the tent, and it shall be, if anyone comes and inquires of you," he said, "is there anyone here that you shall say no?" But Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and a hammer in her hand, and went secretly to him and drove the peg into his temple. And it went through into the ground, sound asleep and exhausted. So he died. And behold, while Barak was pursuing Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said to him, "Come, and I will show you the man whom you are seeking." So he entered with her, and behold, Sisera was lying dead with the tent peg in his temple. So God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, on that day before the sons of Israel. And the hand of the sons of Israel pressed harder and harder upon Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they